Thursday night, Chaydus Haldodas, Shai Yichud HaMaisa, Perek Hamishi, Peish Kufay and Zion. He says on the bottom of Kufay and Zion, the last four lines, Yimzach Sechlecha, if you have unsullied Seichel, V'amitzu Yediyoscha, V'darchei Ho'ochocha, you know how to debate. You went to debating school, and you know how to point out fallacious premises and illogical conclusions and circular reasoning. And you're ufani azhirus ba be'es hamasa v'amatan v'vikuach tegale nekudos tos yitzricha. In other words, you'll by force of logic, because the yitzhar is sheker. So even though he's attacking you using, as we said, he's using your intellect, he's trying to prove to you things, so he's giving you intellectual arguments. But again, we have this the premise of the Chavis HaLov is that the Yetzer is selling sheker, so if you keep your wits about you, you can easily deflect his claims. Let's say, you know, it wasn't that long ago where they came up with the Q document, the Y document, the J document, where biblical criticism was called. So it overpowered a lot of people. It sounded very logical, it sounded very scholarly and logical with Rias. And now, I don't know if anybody's, maybe only in Israel they still teach it in the universities. But it's pretty much been proven. I don't know if he can ever prove anything, because you just say, well, maybe, anyway. But it's pretty much now like an embarrassment to the intellectual world. It's like it's based on nothing, based on very little. And whenever they have a stira, they just make up a new document. I'm oversimplifying it, of course, because I'm making leitzonos of it. But the idea that really it was easy, this is true, that really it's easy to deflect the claims if you know a little. It's for people who don't know, so it sounds very scary and overwhelming. And so again, so if you have emunah pshuta, you go, I don't know, you drain me a cup, I'm not interested, it doesn't even talk to you. Like, you're not interested in that kind of dialectic. But someone who's more of an intellectual bent, and Adur Rabbi Chaim Talovus encourages us to be, so then the Yetzer Hara meets you on that playing field. And if you're not strong, he says, he could lead you astray. But if you are strong, so then you show that the premises are false, and the results are not logical, and so on and so forth. Tekalin Nekudos Tolos Yitzrecha B'Rayosa V'Hochochosad V'Yizbor L'Cho HaEmes, with two lines on the bottom, V'Yizbor L'Cho HaEmes V'Yizbor L'Cho HaNochon V'Yizdakchu Yediyoschem in HaSveikos. You'll be able to clarify the Sveikos to yourself U'Ma'asechom in HaShibushim. But V'Yim Ketzar Yechol L'Sato L'Kach, if you are not able to refute the distortions of the Yetzer Hara. We're going over now to page Kufay and Ches. Tia Achshaloscho Oscho Chamura. It's heavy. It's going to be big problems. As we see, people have questions, and they think they have questions, and they have proofs, or they think they have proofs. And call it Chayzrim B'Sheila. So most people nowadays really, like the joke, you know, it's not a kasha, it's a teretz. Right, I said that joke last night, right? Yeah. So, but to some people, it does work, definitely. Ukvishasos chagluya, and he'll capture you, v'shultonu alecha malevi kifos chavaniglecha maspuncha chamur. It's a train wreck. Looks very bad. But then people go off the derech. Maybe now it doesn't happen so much that people go off the derech, because no one's interested anymore. But it wasn't that long. No one's interested anymore. Most people are no longer interested in the philosophical or intellectual Shakla Vitaria. Now it's just a question of, you know, what lifestyle? I want to enjoy life, and we counter it by saying the Torah gives you more pleasure than anything else. Right? That's the Mahalach. So now it's a fight, what gives you more pleasure? But it wasn't that long ago that people took these things very seriously, and, you know,
the fish.
What?
Isn't that a faulty mahalach by its nature? The Torah gives what? More pleasure.
It's the mahalach now. Go to Eshet Torah.
No, I know it is. I'm saying there's something wrong with that.
I don't. It's not for me to say. First of all, if it works, it works. A lot of things are faulty nowadays. You know, as I say, you know, maybe for our door it's necessary. I don't know. You know, I can start a rant. I don't wanna, our whole parenting is not the way it's supposed to be. But we say we have to do it this way. It's too late. We accept our failings of the door, and we say that's the way it has to be in our door. And this is something that was said by very, very big people who had hundreds and hundreds of talmidim in chinuch, and they just accepted something. So that's the same there. But I don't know if it's a, you know, again, they're not talking to the guy who's taking comparative religion 101. They're talking to the guy who wants to have big drugs and go with, you know, with girls and have them go take drugs and enjoy life. So they counter it by saying you'll have more pleasure this way. You don't count. I don't know. You got to talk to Rav Noach. Or Sumer doesn't do that, and the Hanami. Or Sumer throws you into the Yama Talmud and assumes that you'll just see that it's emes. Okay? You know, different things speak to different people. You can't put everybody in a box anyway. And there's enough not from people out there that, you know, you can. But the Chavis Haldovis is saying, okay, let's go back to the Chavis Haldovis. So he's talking about, I mean, it's only recently, I think. I mean, how biblical criticism was in the early 1900s? When was it? Mamish had captured the world by storm. It was like such a fight. And the Haskalah movement was like an intellectual movement. God is dead, and all that kind of stuff. Okay, he says the reason he's so dangerous is because he's attacking you on your playing field, which is mado. He's attacking you on your playing field, which is the intellect, rationale, debate, proofs. He's speaking to you. So, you know, you want to use Shar HaYichud to prove the existence of Hashem, so he has proofs for whatever he has proofs for. But, and if you're not strong, if you're not on top of the game, if you're a little iffy in your own mind, you're not exactly sure, you're not quite sure of what you're saying, he's going to mess you up, says the Chavis Haldovis. You might be better off than just abandoning that whole playing field and, you know, retreating to, leave me alone, I don't want to know, it was good enough for my Bobby, it's good enough for me, and that's all. Because, again, there's no devil there. Not like you're listening to that small little devil with the pitchfork and the two horns instead of your seichel. He's your seichel. Your seichel's telling it to you. He's saying, listen, I'm, right. Someone has a blog, rationalist Judaism. So if everything has to be rational, so it's very dangerous. You're playing a very dangerous game. If you're starting with the premise that Chavis Haldovis, though, is not one to talk, so to speak. He is the one that insists. But that's the beauty. He's saying, listen, if you have a yosher seichel and a strong seichel. So, you know, who could say they do? But that's what he's saying. He's saying if you're strong, you could. It's a joke. Evolution's a joke. Biblical criticism's a joke. So it doesn't even make sense. You go, if you just, you know, step back and look at it with a clear head, he says everything is refutable and showable to be sheker. But if you're not sharp and you're not that bright and you're not that smart and you're not that on top of things and you don't keep up with the latest, you know, they can throw things at you. How many people know that they just discovered a tooth in a cave in Israel that slugs up the whole?
What?
It slugs up the whole everything. The lesson of the news article is that if the carbon dating or whatever whatever dating they do of this is true, so it slugs up everything, and the world is
earlier or later.
Early. First of all, the Makor was Israel,
instead of
Israel, not Africa, whatever, and it's only 300,000 years old. It's not 2 billion or something like that. Something like that. It's also Narishkeit, but it's like Bin Laila. You can do that, you know, overnight. You see that the whole edifice is really not built on anything. It's all built on theories and speculation. There's no facts there. It's all speculative. They find a tooth and they build up a whole new. They're creating 100 textbooks based on that tooth. If you ever read about Lucy, who they find there? The biggest skeleton, the most bones or something. Lucy, something like that. That's what they called her. It was a lady, it was Lucy. So if you ever read about it, I read about it. It's garnish with garnish. They have nothing. It's all speculative. It's a bone shaped like that, the stam, they got the parnosa from hunting animals. Where were there? No animals, so they must have placed important animals. But if you don't know these things, and the kid goes to college, and he doesn't know the rational side. That's what Chazal says. He's not amitz. He doesn't know. So it sounds overwhelming, and he gets lost, and he says taka. And then it's your seichel. So if you're on that playing field, it's very, very dangerous, because then you think you're the rational one. You think you're being rational, and you're supposed to be rational. You don't realize it's the Yetzirah, because it's your rational self. It's your seichel. It's your brains. B'chashe yigbar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5th line. B'chashe yigbar alecha v'yishlo b'cha b'mesha seichel ozer lo m'sayo. In the mistake, the dima be'enav al yedei ha'atoya b'tzura solchacha, you think it is a proof, yavircha me'yosa darga, then he has you in his clutches. So at first he starts off with something that's 90% true, but it's only 90% true, but then it's 50% true, and then by the time he gets through with you, yavircha me'yosa darga sheisa kreiva lo emes v'tzad ha'sheker nistar ba. El Shachreha, Asher Boha Emes Pochos, Vashekem Ruba, Vakachlo Yechdal Milahavircha, Madregal Mashachreha, Arasha Yagiachl Dargo, Shinevdimimena Oifano Emes, Vatia Sheker Muchlot, but you won't know what hit you. Because slowly, 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 he takes you down that path. So, you know, so at first it's just like Krum. And so you start off, you say, sort of okay, the Rambam Shita, even a nace is a natural process, yeah. And then, you go to the next step, okay, the Archaim HaKadosh, that about Bechira, there's no Hashgacha. Then you go, there's no Hashgacha Protis, and no Hashgacha Klola. And within 2 years, the guys are not Bikaris. That's what the Chavis of Lovis is saying. So your intellect becomes your enemy, and your gift of rational thought, your intelligence becomes the weapon against you. Kein maimer akosuv hoy chachamim b'neihem b'neget p'neihem d'voinim v'omar neibid var Hashem ma'osuv v'chachmos melohem ki yisharim darchei Hashem. Okay. Stop here.